you're guaranteed to get a response.
I talked about,
and one of those is marriage. You'll always have within family.
It's useless to pray. Like, what are you? Are you crazy? Are you a missionary? I like to do that and make people like, what? You know, I wrote a track in Japan called the Bad News Track. You know, you've heard the Good News Track probably. I like to catch people's attention and just go, Bad News Track. You know, what's that all about? And I wrote the track. I said, you know, if you don't understand the bad news, the good news is going to do you no good whatsoever. You know, so that's the perspective I use to write that track. But so I like to kind of shock people. But prayer is useless. Prayer is useless if, and there's a big if on there. You know, if you don't do it right, prayer is useless. It's vain to pray. The Japanese people pray all the time, but it's useless. It does them absolutely no good. It doesn't do them any good. It doesn't do anybody else any good. They're praying to a rock. They're not praying to God, and so it's useless. It's useless to pray. Unless certain conditions are met. And so just real quick today, I want to look at several conditions that have to be met to have prayer be effective and not useless. Luke chapter 18, this is a familiar passage in Luke chapter 18, verse 9 through 14. I'll look at that real quick. Luke chapter 18, verse 9 through 14 says, "And he," Jesus, "spake a parable unto certain that trusted in themselves that they were righteous and despised others. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus within himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, and even as this publican. I fast twice a week. I give tithes of all I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes into heaven, but smote upon his breast, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified, rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." This is an interesting passage for several different reasons. But there's two men praying. And it's interesting that in verse 14, God tells us that the one man's prayer was answered, and the other man's prayer was not answered. Okay? The one man's prayer was useless. He might as well have been talking to the wall, okay? His prayer was not answered because he didn't pray in the right way. There are several things we can learn from this man, but the first thing we want to look at is that your prayer is useless unless you pray to the right God. You can pray to God and you can be sincere, but if you're not praying to the right God, if you're bowing before a stone or a tree or a God of somebody's imagination, your prayer is going to be absolutely, totally, completely worthless and useless. It does nothing. It won't accomplish anything because you're praying to the wrong God. Now, I believe this Pharisee was praying to the wrong God. You know, he claimed to be praying to the God Jehovah, but I think he was praying to the Jehovah of his imagination, not the one of the Bible. Because if he had, he wouldn't have prayed what he prayed. What he prayed revealed that he didn't understand who God was. And the God that he was supposedly praying to, the Jehovah that he was praying to, was not the true Jehovah, because he was praying to a God that wasn't. First of all, he was praying to a partial God who had respect of persons. And the Bible says God hath no respect of persons in Acts 10:34. And so he was praying to one that he thought God would favor him over this other. God isn't impartial. He doesn't have favorites. And he was not praying to a God of compassion. He was praying to a God who was unjust and who justified people by works, because he said, I do this and I do that and I do that. And he expected that God would consider him worthy of answering his prayers because of what he did. God doesn't do that. There's nothing I can do. Ephesians says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There's nothing we can do to attain righteousness. But this Pharisee was praying to the God that justified by works. So he was praying to the wrong God. But, you know, Psalms, a couple of places in Psalms, 115 and 135, both have 115, 3 through 8, and 135, 15 through 18 are the same passages. They say the same thing. They talk about a God who you know, has mouth, but it can't speak. It has eyes, but it can't see. It has ears, but can't hear, you know. And you can read that passage later. But if you pray to that God, your prayer is not going to be answered, because it's the wrong God. And so when we pray, we need to pray to the God of the Bible, which means we need to know the Bible. We need to know what God we're praying to. Otherwise, our prayer is going to be vain. Maybe you're praying to, maybe you're sincere in your prayer. Maybe what you're asking for is not bad, but you're praying to a God who you imagine. Maybe you call him the God of the Bible, but if he's not, if you don't, if your prayer doesn't reveal that you understand who you're praying to, who the God is that you're praying to. You know, you've heard maybe people say, you know, oh, I hate that guy. God, please kill that guy. You know, he's praying to the wrong God. God doesn't do that, okay? And so if you're asking God, you're asking the wrong God because you're not praying to your God loves people and wants to forgive people. And so first of all, to make our, prayer is useless unless we pray to the right God. And then prayer is useless unless we pray with the right heart. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 2 says, "But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear." You have to pray with the right heart. If you have sin in your heart and you pray to God, he's not going to answer your prayers. The only prayer that he wants to hear is a prayer of confession and asking for forgiveness and acknowledging your sin. If you have sin in your heart, and so, you know, I say to people, you know, prayer is useless, and don't pray for us unless, you know, if you're going to pray to the wrong God, don't pray for us. Don't pray for us to a false God. I don't want somebody to pray for us. I don't want the Buddhists or the Shintoists to pray for me, you know, because they're praying to the wrong God. I don't want somebody who has sin in their heart, unconfessed sin that they know, to pray for me. If you want to pray for your missionaries, make sure you pray the right God and make sure you pray with nothing in your heart that's between you and God that will separate you from your God. And so not only do we have to pray the right God, we have to pray with the right heart. And unless we do that, our prayers are vain. They're useless. And also, prayer is useless unless you pray for the right thing. The Bible teaches that in James chapter 4. Verse 3 says, "Ye ask, and you receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts." If you don't ask the right thing, you know, if you pray, "God, please kill my enemy," or just, you know, or "God, you know, help me to do something that God has told you not to do," okay, then your prayer is not going to be answered because you're not praying for the right thing. So not only do you have to pray the right God, pray with the right heart, you have to pray for the right thing. God wants us to pray, and I'm facetious in saying, you know, prayer is useless. It's not useless, but it is useless unless. Okay? The Bible obviously commands us to pray. It says pray without ceasing, and in many other passages tells us to pray, and we should pray. Okay, so I'm not saying don't pray. Don't go out here and say, missionary told me not to pray, so I'm not going to pray. No, I want you to pray, and God wants you to pray. But your prayers are useless. They're not effective. They don't do anything. You might as well be praying to the pew. If you don't pray to the right God, if you don't pray with the right heart, and if you don't pray for the right thing. The Bible commands it, and there are many, many things in the Bible that the Bible tells us, and we don't have time to go through all of them, but, you know, study your Bible and see what God commands you to pray for in the Bible. So prayer is useless unless we pray for the right thing. And God, the Bible tells us, and I don't have time, but I'll just real quick go through some things, what we should pray for. The Bible says in James chapter 1, verse 5, pray for wisdom. God says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Okay? God wants us to pray for wisdom. God wants us to pray for our enemies. Matthew 5:44, Jesus said, "I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, and do good to them, and pray for them which despitefully use you." God tells us what to pray for. You know, if you go to prayer and you can't think of anything to pray for, it's probably because you haven't read what you're supposed to pray for in the Bible, or you forgot, like me, maybe. The Bible tells us specifically many things to pray for. The Bible commands us to pray for laborers. Matthew chapter 9, verse 38 says, "Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he will send forth laborers into his harvest." So God wants us to pray for missionaries. I support missionaries. Our church in Japan supports two missionaries. They're Japanese missionaries going to other fields, one in Bangladesh and one in Senegal. Okay. And so we pray for missionaries. We get prayer letters. We have probably 30 missionaries that we're praying for in Japan. And we pray for missionaries. And the Bible commands it. We can't say, well, we're a mission field, so we shouldn't pray for missionaries. The Bible commands us to pray for missionaries. If you're a Christian, you should be praying for the Lord of the harvest to send forth laborers. And God tells us that. Luke chapter 22, verse 40 says, "Pray that ye enter not into temptation." Pray for deliverance from temptation. Pray for forgiveness. Acts 8:22. Pray for ministers. Paul many times said, "Brethren, pray for us." You know, pray for those who are in the ministry, those who are your leaders. and pray for one another. The Bible says that. Yeah, that's a good study to if you want to do a study on one another in the New Testament. The Bible says pray for one another. We should be praying for each other. There's a lot of things the Bible commands us to pray for. If you need a list, go through the Bible and see what it says about praying, and you'll pray for it. So we need to pray for the right thing. The Bible says in the time's sake, I'll skip down here, that the effective I'm skipping this so I don't know where. The Bible says that prayer can be effective. The fervent, how's the verse going? Effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And I was like, my mind just went. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. There it goes back to the righteous man. You know, if you have sin in your life, your prayers are not going to be effective. The Bible wants us to pray, and you can pray, and your prayers can be effective. Okay, don't go out here and say that missionary told me not to pray, or think that, you know, well, I can't do all that he said. Forget it. I'm not going to even pray. Don't do that. Your prayers can be effective, and we need your prayers as missionaries. We need your prayers, and God wants you to pray, and I want you to pray, and you need to pray, but you need to do it right. You need to pray the right God. You need to pray with the right heart. You need to pray for the right things. And then God will answer your prayer. And you can accomplish stuff with your prayer. You know, you can have an effect upon different things. You can pray for somebody and they'll get saved. God will work in their hearts. You can pray for somebody and something will happen in their life. You can have an effectual prayer ministry. And you should. And I hope if you don't, that you'll start. But remember, prayer is useless unless you do it right. Let's close in with prayer. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that you instruct us in your word. You tell us what you want us to do. You tell us how to do it. You tell us about prayer. You tell us to pray and pray without ceasing. And so I pray, Father, that you would help us to pray. We know that your Holy Spirit helps our infirmities and teaches us the way that we should pray and the things that we should pray for. So I pray, Father, that you would help us, first of all, to know who you are, to realize that you are the omnipotent, omniscient, eternal, sovereign God, and pray to you with an understanding that that is the God you are. You can do anything, and you love us, and you want to answer our prayers. But if we come to you with hearts with unconfessed sin, we do not have your ear. And so we pray, Father, that you will convict us of our sin, that we may confess it and get it right with you so that our prayers will be effective. Help us to pray. Help us to obey you. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you. I've often thought.